Good morning. I'd like to call the 8th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is November 2nd. The time is 10 a.m. and we are on day 3 of our agenda. Congresswoman Rivard, will you please say our morning prayer?
Yes, thank you, Speaker, and good morning, everyone. And thank you, Father God, that I may come and visit, speak to you again this day, Father God. Just thank you for all the blessing you've bestowed upon our Osage folks, our people, Father God, and just ask that you be with all of our folks in mourning. Be with those that are suffering any type of addiction, Father God. I ask that you be with those serving in the military. Ask that you be with all our little drum keepers and all our little roadmen that are going through the getting ready and preparing, Father God, as we move through this new year, Father God. I just ask that you bless our chief, assistant chief, and all those elected in our positions to serve our people. We just humbly thank you for that honor and thank you for all the blessings, Father God. Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Second Speaker Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Good Fox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Next, we are on approval of the journal.
I make a motion to approve the journal for November 1st, 2023 as presented.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Passes. Thank you. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman King.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning. First up is Bill number ONCA 24-07, an act to amend ONCA 23-108 to provide a supplemental appropriation to CZ Apitha in the amount of $2,217,235 in non-tribal funds and establish an altered effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action was due, passes properly and gross, with 3 yes votes from Keene, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. The next was ONCR 24-04, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to BOK Financial for the construction loans of the new Wajaji Health Center. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action was due, passes properly and gross, with 3 yes votes from Keene, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Our final issue matter that we reviewed was resolution number ONCR 24-05. A resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to BOK Financial for the Treasury agreements. The sponsor was Congresswoman Stabler. Final committee action was due, passes properly and gross, with 3 yes votes from Keene, Bickhorst, and Hamilton. Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Rebar.
Good morning. Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, colleagues. The Appropriations Committee met yesterday to discuss, ONCA 24-01, an act to amend ONCA 24-34, an appropriation for the senior housing complex in Hominy to change the recipient of the appropriation from the executive branch to the capital asset fund. The sponsor is Congressman Bickhorst, and the final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rebard Shaw, Hamilton Stabler, and Good Fox. Absent was Ms. Redcorn. We also met and discussed ONCA 2405. The final committee action was a due pass with yes votes from Rebard Shaw, Hamilton Stabler, Good Fox. Ms. Redcorn was absent. That bill was an act to amend 2294 to authorize appropriation modifications and supplemental appropriations to the executive branch and non-tribal funds in the amount of $189,512 and to establish an alternate effective date. We also met and discussed bill number ONCA 2409, an act to amend ONCA 21-52 to reduce the overall appropriation and to establish an alternate effective date. I'm the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass. Yes, votes from Rebard Shaw, Hamilton Stabler, Good Fox, and Congresswoman Redcorn was absent. We also discussed bill number ONCR 2401, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $166,667 to the executive branch for FY23 COP School of Violence Prevention Program. Congressman Bickhorst is the sponsor. The final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Rebard, Hamilton, and Stabler, no votes from Good Fox and Shaw. Congresswoman Redcorn was not here to vote. We also discussed ONCR 2402, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount $84,577 to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for BIL, preventing outages and enhancing the resilience of the electric grid. Mr. Congressman Bickhorst is the sponsor. The final committee action due pass with yes from Rebard Shaw, Hamilton Stabler, and Good Fox. Congresswoman Redcorn was not present. The Appropriations Committee also discussed ONCR 2403, a resolution to support a grant tribal match in the amount of $400,000 to the executive branch for the Southern Plains Grassland Program 2024. Congressman Bickhorst is the sponsor. The final committee action due pass with yes votes from Rebard Shaw, Hamilton Stabler, and Good Fox. And Congresswoman Redcorn wasn't present.
Thank you. We are now on introductions of bills or resolutions. Congresswoman Rebar.
Thank you, Speaker. Introducing ONCA 24-10, an act to amend ONCA 22-109 to reduce the overall appropriation to the Osage Nation Butcher House Meats and American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for flooring improvements and to establish an alternate effective date. Speaker.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to move to waive the rules and modify the agenda and place ONCA 2410 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Passes. Thank you. We are on bills and resolutions on first reading. We're on bills and resolutions on first reading. Go ahead.
Reading in ONCA 24-10, an act to amend ONCA 22-109 to reduce the overall appropriation to the Osage Nation Butcher House Meats and American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds for flooring improvements and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. ONCA 2410 will be assigned to appropriations. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2407, an act to amend. ONCA 2407 is an act to amend ONCA 23108 to provide supplemental appropriations to CCFICA in the amount of $2,217,235 in non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2407 pass?
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All of those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2404, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to BOK Financial for the construction loan of the new Wajaji Health Center. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Well, what I'd like to do is I keep running in my head to sing, Oh Happy Day, but I won't do that to you all. So here we are. I don't know that we can set a date of when this discussion started, but I know it was at least 20 years ago. It kept getting turned down because we felt like we weren't ready. And we have finally reached that point, that moment when we are ready. And you know, I'm the crybaby of Congress. I don't know why I get so emotional about these things, but I do. And so I want to thank all the people from 20 years back to present for moving this forward step by step by step by step. It's gonna be a grand accomplishment for this nation. It's gonna be hopefully the pride of the entire region and the county for those that are gonna be able to find services there. It's going to eliminate a lot of travel for our people who go to referrals. It's going to increase level of care for our, not just our people, but others. I don't know that that this is an important statistic or not, but in the tribes that use this clinic for services, half of the people that come are Cherokees. So we serve a lot of nations up here, and there's about six nations that use these services. So I think this is a wonderful day to get this across this side And then I also want to thank the health boards, past and present, the C-suite staff that have been phenomenal to get this over these hurdles that were necessary, and on to bigger and better things from here. So I've talked to most of you. I hope I have everybody's support and that we'll get this pushed through this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2404 pass?
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced.
I'm sorry, Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. ONCR 2405 is a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction to BOK Financial for the Treasury agreements. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Does any other member wish to speak for or against? Hearing none, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 2405 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes and will be advanced to enrollment. We are now in motions and notices.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Rivard.
The Appropriations Committee is going to meet today, and I'd like to begin at 10:30, if that's okay with the clerk, and we'll break for lunch, and then we'll resume back until 2.
Thank you. We are now at adjournment.
Either or. Motion to adjourn until Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn until Monday at 10 a.m. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Passes, and we are adjourned until Monday at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, tomorrow. That's good. That's why I was hoping we'd go to, we wouldn't have the session tomorrow.